Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. Wow, it's been a long time since we've been on, and I'd like to welcome out Roy tonight. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I would like to talk a little bit, before we get into readings, I'd like to talk a little bit about cloning, and I'd like to talk a little bit about alien technologies and alien sightings. First, I'd like to cover is about cloning. You know, it's very interesting. Today I met a guy that looked almost like the guy that played on the movie. I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Charlie. And the guy that came over looked exactly like him. You know, he looked like his face and everything like that. When I started staring at him, I could tell that that was the same person. But, you know, we're always seeing people that almost look like the same. You know, we're always seeing different clones and different movie stars or celebrities. Like I was watching, you know, the old anime Bill, you know, the one with the clock where they go back in time. I saw a kid that walked past me, and he looked back at me, and he looked exactly like that celebrity. You know, he looked exactly like that clone. I've seen my own clone where I was in a car, but I looked very wealthy. I looked like I was really rich, but I don't know if I was looking on an astral level or if I was looking on a physical level, but that's kind of how I saw it to be. And then we were talking about UFO sightings and encounters, how these UFOs are starting to become more active and people are starting to see them on the news. But before we jump into that, what's your thoughts on it, Roy, about cloning?
Well, we know that, you know, everybody has, you know, what they say or look alike. And how do we know that, you know, we haven't been cloned when other people tell you that, you know, they've seen you before and that they've seen people that look like you, but, you know, that's what's amazing. And so, you know, how many are there? You know, there could be, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20, maybe 100 people that look like you. And, you know, I thought that was amazing. You even met somebody a while back when you were doing a reading, and he was even, remember you mentioned that he had looked like me and had the same kind of job like me. And I thought that was
amazing. Yeah, he looked exactly like you on camera.
Yeah.
And he even worked at the same kind of job as you. He was into security.
Yeah.
And it was government security, and it's just very interesting that, you know, that the government is coming up with all these different things, like clones, drones, UFO sightings, just a lot of things that we really don't know what's going on. I mean, why is it that we're starting to see more UFOs in the skies? And as before, they would never come out during the daytime. They would always come out at nighttime, and that's usually when people would see them. But this 4th of July, we've actually seen a lot of sightings, a lot of encounters. Did you want to care to share what we saw, Roy?
Well, we were sitting outside, me and Nathan were sitting outside my daughter's house, you know, his sister's house. And we looked up into the sky and saw a plane going across, and right below the plane there was two really bright, like, orb shape. And we knew that, you know, they were, you know, UFOs. So I worried and went and grabbed my binoculars to take a closer look, and they were, you know, UFOs, and they kept moving. pretty fast, and they kept getting closer to the sun, and I was able to take a picture with my camera on my iPhone. What was amazing was the colors that came from, you know, those UFOs. I thought that was amazing. And what else do you have to share, Adrian?
Well, I just want to share that it's just amazing. I mean, what are the odds of seeing a mothership or a UFO in the skies? I know that what you think about is what you bring about, and what you talk about is what you bring about, and it comes into manifestation. We do know about law of attraction. But, you know, these things that we're starting to see are becoming way more active, and
right.
We're just blessed to know that we're able to see those things, that there's other life out there, and that we're not the only ones living in this galaxy. You know, there's millions and millions of life out there. And, I want to talk a little bit about alien technology for a minute, about the NeoCube. I just had an experience where I had one of my NeoCube units that James Rink has given me. And anybody who knows James Rink, you know, you can go on his website and you can order yourself a NeoCube. But the NeoCubes are very powerful. They open up stargates. They bring things into manifestation. It's basically just a cube. It's a box. And you can look up James Rink. You can also look at our videos of James Rink and Adrian on YouTube. And we talk about the Super Soldier Project. But it's very interesting because the NeoCube, when after I was using it, I was very angry with a friend of mine. And I sat it down, and as soon as I know, the NeoCube explodes. It exploded, and I heard this big pop sound. It almost exploded in my face, but, you know, it was just right there after I sat it down on the desk there. But I've never seen them explode like that. So there is some kind of activity going on, some kind of power that I might have been putting out, or anger, or any kind of energy that you're directing. You know, just exploding in my face like that. That was very interesting. Is there anything you want to share with that?
I just wanted to share something real quick, like, and then we'll get started with our readings. I was watching a demonstration on TED, and it's spelled TED, where it's at one of the universities where they go into different topics. And anyway, this guy was showing this lady how you can explode like a Coke bottle, and, you know, just by putting negative energy into it. And he put a piece of broken glass and had her focus on this negative energy that she was going through, and set that glass in there, and within seconds, that bottom of that glass shattered. And, you know, Coke bottles are pretty thick. You know, the thick glass, they just don't explode that easy. I just wanted
wow.
to share that. But, well,
wow, that's very powerful.
Get started.
Okay, we have a lot of callers and a lot to cover. Let's go ahead to the first caller from the 714 area. You're the first caller. You're on the line with Roy and Adrian.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Alexis.
And what's your name, and where are you from?
I'm Alexis, and I'm from San Diego, California.
And we welcome you to our show tonight.
Thank you. I was hoping that you guys could give me, like, a general reading, but something that has to do with, like, aliens or something like that.
Something that has to do with aliens?
Yeah. Or,
something
like that.
What kind of encounters have you been experiencing?
I have not really been experiencing any encounters.
Okay. So what is it that you want us to look at as far as alien encounters?
Well, maybe not necessarily encounters, but maybe if there's any aliens or entities around me that have any messages for me, that would be interesting. Or maybe, like, what aliens I come from, or...
Oh, okay. I get what you mean now.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely have a lot of, I'm picking up ETs around you. You also have the Andromedans. The Andromedans, with my own experience, the way they appeared to me was in physical form. And there was about five of them that were looking through in my window. So I feel that you're going to have an encounter with one of them. Now, you're not going to know that that's them, but I definitely feel that you have the ETs around you and the Andromedans, and they have been watching you. And they definitely do have a message for you. I do feel that they have a message. And I'm going to have Roy tell you that message, because I feel that Roy is, you know, he can connect with that with the Andromedan. And then I'm going to read the ETs and see what I feel from that. But are you picking up, Roy, from the Andromedans?
Yeah, this is interesting. And one of the, well, what I did was, as you were talking, I pulled a shadow card. And in the card, it says something about that you're going to be going through a transformation. And that you're going to be more connected with your Kundalini. And that's good news, because once your Kundalini is opened up, it brings a lot more, you know, success into your life.
Oh, that's good.
And how's your relationship been?
It's been, we had some ups and downs a little bit, but it's okay. It's fine now.
Good. It's just part of this transformation that you're going through. And, you know, and it's going to help, you know, make your relationship a lot stronger.
Good.
And how long have you been in this relationship?
Over a year.
Okay. How's your communication? Are you communicating pretty good?
Sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't communicate as best as we should.
Yeah, you need to, you know, you need to have a stronger, you know, connection, you know, with your communication. Is he always working or something?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, he's always working.
So, does he put his job before you, or what?
No, not necessarily before me, but he's in a very important part of his career right now.
Oh, okay, so he has to focus a lot.
He has to,
yes. Do you feel like you're being ignored?
No.
Okay. Main thing is to have a, you know, a better understanding, where this relationship's going, and, you know, and how you can strengthen it, you know. Adrian, is there any more messages that you have?
The feeling I get from the Andromedans is they're telling you to be patient with this whole situation, that it's going to roll over. And we just got out of the Mercury retrograde, so I know that that was a really hard thing for a lot of people. And I feel that we're all recovering from that energy, that negative energy. So the whole idea is detach yourself from feeling that you know, if you put yourself out there to love somebody, just realize that the price that you're paying and the sacrifice that you're paying has to do with giving your heart, bearing your heart and your soul, and you're making that sacrifice. You're paying the price for if that's the kind of thing that you want, you know, in a relationship. Because a lot of people, they don't really want relationships. They don't want to pay that price. So in other words, you have to learn how to protect your heart chakra. And I feel that, you know, we have to pay that price. We have to make that sacrifice. And so in different situations, you may sell something, or you may, you may sell something, you may sold something, or you may even sacrifice something. So if you can think of the things that you've sacrificed and the things that you've sold on a spiritual level or a mundane level, then that's what you're experiencing now, you know, depending on what the situation is, you know. And it could be even be communication problems, could be money problems, it could be, money would be more mundane and communication would be more on a spiritual level, you know, because that comes from your throat chakra.
Okay.
It depends on what situation you're selling or sacrificing for, you know, and if you feel like you're always sacrificing, then you have to put yourself in a place where you're not sacrificing as much. In other words, you have to stand your ground, you know, with as far as relationship, you know, kind of put it in their shoes, you know.
Then
you'll kind of see the energy shifting a little bit more, and it won't go down that same path that you're going down all the time. You know, you just want to shift that energy into something else rather than just keep, you know, keep following that path, because then you're just going to keep getting yourself hurt. And the more you get yourself hurt, the more you realize that, you know, this is what I'm sacrificing, is I'm sacrificing my heart, and is it worth it, you know? So you have to realize that you are paying the price, that we're all paying the price, you know, our heart chakra. So me and my dad do know, as GeoTran facilitators and energy workers, we do know that we sell something, we sacrifice something, but we don't get nothing back in return. So you have to think about, what chakra am I selling? What chakra am I sacrificing? Or what am I selling? What am I sacrificing? You know, so think about it. Think about what's going on. You know, you said there's lack of communication, so that has to do with the throat chakra. What am I sacrificing there? What am I selling there? You know, and if you're sacrificing communication, then most likely you're the one that's paying the price, not him. You know, if he's sacrificing communication, then he has to take time off work to communicate. You know, in other words, I don't have enough time for you because I work a full-time job and I can't communicate with you the kind of communication that you want because I work a full-time job. So that's a sacrifice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, very good.
So that's part of programming, you know. And if we could change that programming, we could change that DNA.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We've got to know how to change it. And we know everything is manifestation. We know everything is energy. We just got to know how to change that reality that we live in every day, you know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, very much.
Yeah. And that's what another reader told
me.
We need to move on
to the next caller now.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Well, anyways, that was interesting. I just wanted to share that message with her because that was a message that was given to me to have more clarity, and I just wanted to share that message with the room. So let's go ahead and go to the next caller from the 512 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hi, fellas. This is Dave. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you tonight, Dave? And
hello.
And where
hello,
are you
Dave.
From?
I'm calling you from Austin, Texas.
Wonderful. And how can we help you tonight, Dave?
Well, pretty interesting call. I just wanted to tune in. Really got a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I think everything is changing for the better. And I don't really know what to ask, really. I've been waiting on some money to come for a long time, and hopefully it's about here. That's going to be something that helps out my my future plans.
How's your family life?
Well, I'm divorced. I really don't have a family other than I've got a little girl, 11. So that's
okay.
The best part of my life.
Yeah, the message that I'm getting is I just pulled a card and it says that you need to, you know, have more of a, you know, a family, you know, togetherness. And, you know, be more, you know, it's almost like a celebration, you know, having fun. You get to have fun very much.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Yep. I guess I've been waiting for things to change.
Yeah. Right now you're going through spiritual solitude and contemplation. You're just going through some major changes. You know, we're all going through some kind of spiritual changes right now, you know, and that's to help prepare us, you know, for the ascension, you know, that's coming in the future.
Well,
Adrian,
I can actually...
Anything else to share, Adrian?
I was just going to say, you know, it's very interesting that you've been waiting for change, because the first feeling that came to me was that the universe is telling you that to wait and be patient, because the universe has a plan for waiting and changing. In other words, when you said waiting and changing, that's a reflection off of the universe telling you the same thing. You know, so that's the feeling I got, is that when you said that, that's, the universe is telling me that that's what's going to happen. In other words, you're telling the universe, I'm waiting for change. So the universe is saying, okay, so what we'll do is we'll make you wait for change. So, you know, that's what you're projecting, you know, to the universe.
Well, I got you. I'm right with you. You know, the real deal is I think things have just changed. In the last week or so, it's dramatically changed. And now I'm questioning it a bit. And just like what you're saying, I don't know whether to drag it back into where I was or let it go. But I'm feeling really good about changes happening.
Good. Good. That's what the universe wants you to feel like.
Wonderful.
Because it all has to do with feelings. It all has to do with emotions. It has to do with our programming on how
we feel
about change, you know.
I was flying along for about a week and a half, and then yesterday it just kind of hits me in the gut. It's like a gut feeling. It feels like depression. It hit me yesterday, and then it hit me again this evening. And there's absolutely no reason for me to feel it.
There's
no reason to be depressed. There's nothing that's wrong or anything. So I guess that's just part of it. At least it's not constant like it, you know, had been in the past.
But have you been picking up waves from the planet? I mean, you've been picking up other energies. You've been feeling these emotions.
Yes.
So that's
been
not normal.
Rough for a long time.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. You're picking up all this other energy.
Hyper, super empathic. And the deal is I'm thinking something has changed. Something has shifted. The envelope of suppression seems to be lifted a bit. Quite a bit, actually. So that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And then it kind of hit me again today, just a little nudge to remind me that I'm making a choice to move away from it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the negative is going to come first before the positive.
Well, we sure
can, shift.
Definitely.
So we are going to see the negative. Yes, we will. We will see
the
negative.
We're experts at that by now, aren't we? On
yep.
this planet.
Well, that's the whole thing, is all the negative is trying to speed up to the positive, and we're pushing it all back. We're so ahead of ourselves that we're trying to catch up to the energies.
Well, it's just amazing to me how they set this planet up to be to energize fear and anxiety at a higher rate than the goodness. I really don't understand that part. How did this negative energy get ramped up from the beginning of time? I guess I don't know. Is it a machine that they've done it with? How have they given fear and the negativity, the power on this planet for so long?
You know, this is all interesting because as you were talking, I was getting visions of the movie Tron. And in the movie, they were trying to make the perfect, planet, and you can't make a perfect planet because there's already, in our reality, where things can't be perfect in this reality. A lot of it has to be because we're, in a planet of duality. There has to be good and evil. There has to be, black and white, all the opposite. Main thing is us as human beings, we have to learn, where we came from and why we're here and where we're going. I just wanted to share that with you.
I can remember a place where there was no adversity.
And that's where we all want to return.
Absolutely. And I've been there myself.
I remember that place. Well, I appreciate you fellas very much for staying up so late.
You are so welcome. And so we need to hurry and move on to the next caller and try to get as many calls in as we can.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Namaste. Let's go to the next caller, 613 area. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name?
You're welcome.
And where are you from?
Donna, I'm calling from Canada.
We welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you, Donna?
Just wondering if you see a man named Cam and I rebuilding our friendship.
You're going to have to speak up just a little bit louder. We can't hear you that good.
Yeah, it's a little low.
Yeah, just wondering if you see a man named Cam and I rebuilding our friendship.
Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see you and Cameron returning. Is Cameron, is he younger than you?
No.
Okay. Because I see they're showing me back when he was younger. I don't know why. Maybe this has to do with his childhood. Do you know much about his childhood?
A little bit.
Okay, because I see some problems there that he's suppressing. Like memories are starting to come up. you know, old feelings, things that he's suppressing, things that he's holding in, and this is all emotional stuff.
Do you know when, like, he may reach out to me again?
When he reaches out to you, he's going to reach out to you very soon. And the best way to manifest somebody to reach out to you is by visualizing, when you meditate, a flower opening up or something you can image of something opening up to him. In other words, you know, an image of a butterfly opening up or an image of a flower in the heart chakra opening up their heart center, you know, because their heart's closed off. And he does have a lot of heart walls. And this has to do with his childhood. And that's why I say this is a lot of emotional stuff that he's feeling, that he's holding in, that will contaminate his DNA. So to get those chakras moving and open up, you have to visualize them opening up and see yourself opening up as well, because if you're connected, he wants to feel comfortable opening up with you as well as you opening up with him. So,
Do you know when I might see him in person again?
I'm feeling it's going to be sometime next month. You guys are going to have a more of a strong connection next month. This month is like a reflection. It's more like trying to reflect and fix the energy that he's experiencing or whatever he's holding back on. But we know that this has to do with heart walls. This has to do with his past. You know, he's living in his past, and a lot of memories are starting to pop up. Like, I had a memory the other day from a timeline. I don't know what timeline or what past life, but somebody told me that I was too ugly to date a model. And for any reason, I don't know why they would say that, but that was kind of like a suppressed memory. That's kind of like going back to your old programming.
Mm-hmm.
So if those things kind of pop up every now and then, there's a reason for it. It's not because they're trying to insult you or be jealous of you. It's because something of the universe is pushing them to kind of push you a little bit, to push your buttons and see if they can push it. And if they can't push your buttons, you've broken the programming. In other words, you don't feel those old emotions anymore, you know?
Do you know when... if he and I may have like a more of a romantic relationship or commitment at any point? Do you have?
Oh yeah, you guys will. Eventually, his heart's gonna open up to you, and I do see a transformation coming in his life that's gonna lead to that situation, that will lead to him opening up to you. The feeling I'm getting is saying not give up. That's my angels are telling me, my guides. They're saying don't give up. Keep trying. Keep going.
Do you have any timing?
You know, the timing will probably be at the end of this month into next month. I can't give you exact time on that because from now until then, your thinking and his thinking can change.
Okay.
But if you stay positive about it, that's when it will manifest. And it will manifest a lot quicker than that. Sometimes a lot of people ask me, do you have a timing frame? And I say, oh, it's going to happen between now and probably tomorrow or the next day. And they said, well, you were right. You know, the timing that you told us was right. And then sometimes I might be a little late. Sometimes it might happen tomorrow. It can happen as fast as tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it kind of changes a lot, you know, because people's thoughts change. And, you know, their negative thinking, their positive thinking, it just changes a lot, you know. But the good outcome is that you have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my guides are telling me. You have something to look forward to.
Do you feel
that something is changing?
Do you feel that he's your soulmate?
Yes.
And how do you know this?
I just feel a strong connection to him.
Without a doubt?
Yeah.
Because what I'm getting that you and him are coming back together again, and that you will be, you know, spending a long time together. So, you know, this is a good sign. You know, the main thing is to be patient. And you're going through a transformation as well as he is. And so the universe is saying to, you know, be patient. A lot of it has to do with divine timing. Just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're being tested for your patience.
Yeah.
What's that?
You're being tested with your patience and your determination. In other words, do I give up or do I get back on the bicycle and keep riding the bike until I get what I want? That's your determination, you know?
Yeah.
And if you give up, then you're just like, well, I guess I'll never get on that bike and I'll never be able to get to the other side, or I'll never be able to get up to the mountain. You know, you're halfway up to the mountain already. You just got to keep on climbing and not look back. Don't look down. In other words, that's the feeling I get.
What I'm trying to do.
So you're halfway there.
The main thing is not to self-sabotage yourself. By that is by, you know, having negative thinking, you know, or wanting to just give up, you know, like Adrian mentioned, you know, just keep focusing on where you want this relationship to go. Another thing, too, that would help with the relationship is to, you know, either light a white candle or a pink candle, and that would help open up those energies also.
Okay.
Now, Adrian, you want to explain for what she has to do on that?
Pardon me?
Well, it's interesting you'd bring that up because the first thing that came to me was a road opener.
Yeah.
And a road opener is all colors. Like if you could find a candle that has like a rainbow.
Yeah.
That they call that road opener candles, and that opens up doorways of opportunities. When you feel that doors have been closed on you, you want to open those doorways up and be open to the possibilities of all opportunities that knock at your door.
Okay.
And welcome those energies, you know, welcome them into your life. And those energies are good, you know, there can be bad opportunities and there can be good ones. And you just got to know what doors to open up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you feel is good is good for you. You can't have other people tell you what's good.
Yeah.
In other words, you know what doors to open up. You're the key holder.
Yes.
And those doorways are available to you. You just got to find them.
Does he already realize that, well, I don't know, does he have, does he love me? Do you know?
Well, let's put it this way. You wouldn't be asking these questions if he really didn't love you. You know, your thoughts are not your own. In other words, you're picking up on his emotions, his thoughts, his feelings, and you don't know why. You don't know why you're feeling those thoughts and feelings. You know, like, why do I feel like I really like this person? Well, because maybe you're picking up on their vibrational thoughts, their emotions, their feelings toward you. And so by picking that up, you could be telepathic. You don't know. You know, you could be sensitive to energy. Or you could be sensitive emotionally. and picking up those energies. Because I had a friend that, it's interesting to bring that up, because I had a friend that I didn't think he liked me at all, and he was feeling just as guilty as I was feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, with our dispute. But it's because he's sensitive. And he could be sensitive, too. He could be telepathic. You don't know. But the feeling I get is that that's what he is, and he doesn't know how to operate being a psychic. He doesn't know how to operate feeling what he's feeling or where to direct that energy. So, in other words, we're all opening up a different pace, and we're going to feel different things. Just like that guy said, I've never felt like being depressed. What is there to be depressed about?
Yeah. Sometimes I think he is, like, really super either psychic or sensitive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are. And like that guy said, what is there to be depressed about? So, yeah, we're all going to feel different things, you know, different things that we've never experienced. Just like I've never experienced vertigo, and I've had vertigo for more than, it's been more than six months now, probably longer than that. You know, we're going to start feeling things that normally we don't feel, and that's because the earth is shifting. Our consciousness is shifting. And it can't stay the same. Honestly, it can't stay the same. So it will shift, you know.
Do you know why I would be picking up on his feeling?
Because you have to understand his programming in order to understand him. You understand yourself weller than you do him, and he may understand you weller than you know yourself. In other words, he might think differently than you in a different perspective. You know, why does she come in here and sit in my living room and ask for a drink? Or things like that, you know, like people ask why. Why this, why that? And so as they get that perspective, they start to see people's programming in different ways that normally you probably wouldn't see in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so a lot of people, they see that as a mere reflection of themselves. You know, and I used to always ask, why does that person always look at that picture on my wall? Why does that person always have to ask for a drink when he comes over? Why does that person not say goodbye when he leaves? You know, it's just things like that. We understand, we have to understand people's way of life, their programming, their thinking. And when you understand that, when you get that perspective, you'll understand him better than you'll understand yourself. And that's what you, that's what the universe is showing you. That's why you're feeling these emotions. And his emotions, in other words, you're picking up what he's feeling, so you can understand him better, his programming. You're already picking up. You're psychic, too. You're sensitive, too, and you're picking it up, you know. So have you ever looked at it in that perspective?
I'm trying to look at it, I guess, in different perspectives because I'm just, trying to understand.
Yeah, and you never really thought of it that way, see?
No.
And so, just like when I was explaining that lady, she never really thought of it. She's like, oh, okay. Well, I got my understanding. I understand now.
Yeah.
You know, why these things are happening. But if you don't get that perspective, you feel like you're lost in the dark. You know?
Yeah.
And we basically are, but it's better to have an understanding than be confused all the time. And just not really understand what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it has a lot to do with the spiritual, and it has a lot to do with the physical and the way we think. I'm sure it has a lot to do with a lot of that, you know.
Yeah.
So, to me, if a person's going to go to a reader and they're going to tell them